Blog Talk Radio.
Projector would have its longevity protected when I press record. Afford you a little more time. Unwind its context within your mind. The relevance of my thoughts, though not yet scribed. I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys, and as closed off as I may seem, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my misstep, sounding like an occasional B flat, and I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow will resist. I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart racing, but this is just different. This is different.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We gave y'all a taste of what y'all going to be getting tonight. It's our honor and our pleasure to go ahead and bring Janice in here and give her an interview. We all know how hard Janice has been working in the backgrounds. And we know that many of us, that's an impossible thing to do. But we've been watching our sister thrive from the background. She's been doing a lot of amazing things, from her graphic arts to her poetry. The time that she goes and put into I forgot the name of those things. I'm an old man, just forgive. But we've seen the hard work that's been going on. And she's been doing it journeyman style, too. She's been doing a lot of amazing work. And now, today, we're going to talk about the reason why we should start peering into that work a little bit more. The reason to peer into that, to help us with our own poetry, with our own process. These little things that can help us to progress past sticking points. To be honest with you, I thought I was listening to Janice's work, but when this interview came up, I started listening to her work. The young lady is on some genius level stuff. But we're going to go ahead and open up our sister a little bit. She had agreed to speak with us. Janice is our friend, so we're going to take it easy with Janice. Janice is stepping out to the forefront. She gave us carte blanche as well, but we're going to respect that. And we're going to keep our sister comfortable the whole time. Gina, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I wanted to say goodbye to some family that was leaving, and I'm going to a quiet space, but I'm so excited, just like you are, Jay, to have Zanis here with us, and the fact that she is opening up, giving us an opportunity to introduce people to the amazing talent that we have had privilege of knowing intimately in a very short period of time, but have been friends and fans of hers for quite some time. So this is going to be amazing, and I'm so looking forward to it.
What was that then time like, Gina?
Time was a time when you inherently have to read people and be proficient at peopling and watching the movement and the conversation and see how either forthcoming they can be or reserved, so that you can always keep them in a place and a headspace that's going to be comfortable and enjoyable, because that's how we talk to and interact with each other normally every single day. And she got to know us better as we got better acquainted with her. So that space was mutually beneficial.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt when I came out of it. Conversations with her, the working out the process of her work. Just the exploration was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. I learned a lot from it. One thing I learned about was poise, and sometimes we take ourselves too serious, and to be free, to just let it go, to let it be an exchange. She does some amazing work. Gina, are you ready to go ahead and get into this person that we know, or you need a few more minutes? I know you're traversing family.
Actually, this is great. This is great. So what I want to actually do is share the bio for her so that you can get a glimpse, just a glance from a distance, who she is as an artist, as a creative, and as a human being. She's, it's amazing, and not just on paper. Second half of Asia plus niece, like Zanis, a creative writer, poet, author, and recording artist born in Baltimore, Maryland in 1976. Much of her poetry is inspired by dreams and love, longing, and the comfort found in silence. Her work has often been described as bordering on metaphysical, finding connections between seemingly dissimilar things. The first piece that she's recognized as a poem was written at 16 years old. Writing was therapy. After sharing her work for the first time, connection became the purpose for writing. After learning that some felt safe enough to open up for the first time, writing felt connected to her purpose. The published works that you can find from Zanis Brown, 2007, Of Wishes and Dreams, 2023, Defiance. Tracks by her, visual prose videos are also available. 2021, the title is Undeserving. 2022, A Shadow's Depth. 2022, Distilled. 2023, Embracing Shadow, The Birth of Silent Dream. In 2023, Indigo. She can be found on social media in the following platforms: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, essentially Zanis on Facebook and YouTube, capitalize the E and the Z, and essentially Zanis, lowercase, IG, where you can find her, where you find poetry. Look for her written material as well as listen to her voice on audios and videos. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the poet that we feel so close to, happy to have her in our presence and here for this interview, Lady of the Evening, Miss Zanis. Welcome to Epiphany. This is the Jess, Jay, and Gina show, and you are our interviewee of the evening. We're happy, so thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good evening, Jay and Gina.
We are
How
elated.
Are you two doing?
I'm a nervous wreck. I don't know about Gina.
What?
Dang, you know.
No, we get nervous
here.
Sometimes. We literally still, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, but we still get nervous sometimes.
I think it might be more excitement than nervous, but it is still, you know, if I was taking a lot of text, I could say either or. Butterflies are fluttering.
Yeah.
Yep, it's that season again. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm the same way right now.
Sweet.
Thank you so much for
having
me. And the intro, oh my goodness, thank you both. I am sitting here smiling. I'm touched. I feel warm. I love how you guys have set this up and the work that you put in this past week and how you've made sure that I'm comfortable. I truly, truly appreciate all of the work.
It's been a pleasure. You know what? I had did a little bit of work with you early on, and I was hearing some of the stuff that you were doing. But the stuff you're doing now, this stuff is shooting off the page, and you're killing it with the tracks in the background. I mean, you actually are marrying to your tracks. You don't have something just playing in the background. There's a marriage there. There's an understanding there. How do you go about selecting the perfect track for your poem?
There are times where it's not even intentional, to be honest. I may be working on a piece, whether it's mine or someone else's, and I listen to it intently by itself, and then I also listen to certain music throughout the day. And something kind of registers for me where I feel a similarity separately, and I just lay the two tracks together. And a lot of times, more often than not, it just happens to sync. So I'm feeling something when I'm hearing these pieces and I'm hearing the music, and I see the connection and I feel the connection, and I'm not always able to explain it. But the process is so satisfying. That's my happy place, in all honesty. It's a collaboration between our words.
How long
and
does it take?
Oh, it depends, man. There's times where,
as far as like when you hear a beat and then all of a sudden it just grabs you and be like, we're together now.
Oh, that is instant. That is instant. So there are times where I listen to Lil Girl all day, every day, for the most part, and it fades into the background, but if something catches my ear, it's usually within the first 15, 20 seconds. And I know that it belongs with something, I just haven't found it yet. That's instant when I know that something is meant to be paired with something else.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
What do you think about mentorship?
That is something that I've done in the past. It happens naturally. I love one-on-one work, whether it's guidance or just giving advice. Those are the types of conversations that I seek out. Volunteer work that I've done, too, where it was mentorship for – we have a leadership academy here for young girls, and that's one of my favorite volunteer experiences, because it was connected with poetry. But if anything, I learned from these girls. They were writing and they were presenting choreography that they came up with that was for the poetry that they wrote. And that was a mentorship situation, but if anything, I learned from them. I love the marrying of different crafts.
Wow. Hey, Gina, I don't know what your situation is there, but I'm trying to Yeah, you my sister. Can you get in, or what's your situation?
No, I'm here. I'm good. I can actually hear. I will have to relocate as a heated argument just broke out over bags, and I'm like, wow. it was quiet, and then it wasn't. We're in the suburbs, y'all. So they do the same thing with horseshoes. So I'm going to say give me, I don't even need five, give me 3 minutes. And I will relocate to a environment that is conducive for me to be in here in this capacity.
Take your time. Yeah, so we can keep the flow of everything.
Yeah. But I'm
and then we got the chat in the back
I
so that
listening.
You can go ahead and let me know when you're ready.
All right.
Okay.
All right, sis.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, partner.
Hey, enjoy.
You,
I appreciate you doing
glad
this for
here.
Us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Janice, I have two questions. Introvert or extrovert?
I think we all know the answer to that.
Extrovert.
So
I knew it. I gave me
$5. I am a whole introvert, and I don't say that lightly. So I took that Myers-Briggs personality type test way back, and they give you your results as a percentage, right? Mine was 97% introverted. And when I tell you
that's
I was laughing, I'm like, of course. That's right, exactly. So I do not say it lightly when I say I'm a whole introvert. But there are so many positive qualities in being introverted. I've learned because of those qualities that I have. I sit in the pocket, yes, but I'm observing and I'm taking in. I give things thoughtful pauses, you know. Sometimes that pause is a little bit longer than it needs to be, but I learn so much because I'm introverted.
You know what? I envy introverted people because I'm like trapped in the middle. What I do is I think I'm an introvert, but I've run out and I go ahead and get depleted and I run back in and I don't want to be bothered with no people until I'm back charged to where I need to be.
Aren't you recognizing you're feeling pain, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it takes a minute to learn that, too.
Mm-hmm. It does. I didn't have the language to identify what that was, so that was a learning process. I didn't know that until I was an adult. I didn't realize that I process energy a certain way. One of my closest friends is an extrovert, so she's the opposite. But the way we communicate, we give each other space, and we don't have expectations for one person to try to not be extroverted or try to not be introverted. It's just we process energy differently. But I didn't know this until I was so much older.
Wow. Were you a good student? Since you're talking about that you're older, when you were younger, were you a good student or were you a cut up?
No, I was so quiet in school. I was a good student. I loved learning. I was a nerd. I graduated high school at 16. So I definitely moved fast, but I was quiet about that. Like, you wouldn't have known unless the school's admin told, or they would, you know how they would post grades. That's the only reason why people knew what my grades were. That's not something that I advertised or put out there. If anything, fellow, you know, I had my peers. I would tutor, I would study with you. We would research together. Back when we used to go to the library to do our reports, we would do our reports together. I was always helpful, but I loved learning, and, you know, that's always been me. I'm still a continual learner now.
A student of life.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to be. That's the only way we grow. You can't stop learning.
Wow. I think a lot of people need to hear what you have said there, Janice. All right, we're going to go ahead and bring in our first person.
Okay.
All right.
Hello. Mr. Just Jay, Gina Storm, I know you're back. And I'm doing fine. And the special guest, the feature of this evening, essentially Janice, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for your skills, your heart, your dedication to this poetry game, and for what you've done for me with those three videos. I think you remember them.
Yeah, we definitely put in some work together.
Yes, indeed.
It's a great conversation behind the scenes, too.
Thank you. So I have my question here.
Okay.
My question is a two-parter. Why must I be like that? And why must I chase the cat?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I want to read one of your pieces because I want to see if I pick up on all of the references musically that you so artfully include. I love that. I love that. I do not have answers to those two questions. So.
Let me say that would be an honor for me to hear somebody with a Janet Jackson and Kim Fields voice just blaze what I've written. I'm just, I would be floored. I would be honored. I would be grinning with my 11 teeth in my mouth. I'll be fine.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm all for collaboration.
Definitely. The other question would be, when did you start knowing that you were great at what you do?
I honestly feel like I'm still learning. I enjoy what I'm doing. And there's times where I get so excited and proud about the finished product. I don't necessarily know if I take a wide sweeping brush and, you know, place it over everything that I've done. I just know that I'm progressing. And I love progressing. I love learning. And I know that I'm getting better every day. I'm learning from everyone that's around me. And I'm just enjoying myself.
That's a very good answer. One last question. And that would be, do you have those Ferris Bueller moments where you say, I need to stop and smell the roses and stop and look around because if I don't, I might miss it?
I do. This is something that I've actually learned from my son. My youngest son is the one that I occasionally talk about. Well, not occasionally. I talk about him all the time. But more recently, I've shared less pictures and less details about our journey in the autism community. But at the very beginning, one of the things that I shared is he's the reason that I stop and pause and pay attention to what's around me because I used to follow his line of sight. And a lot of times when you have an individual with autism, people think that they're staring out into space, but they're actually hyper-focused. He's the reason that I rest and I focus and I sit still because I watched him do it.
That's the question I had to ask because I know with me and what I do, I just keep going and going. It's like finish, go to the next. Finish, go to the next. And some people have to tell me, you need to stop and listen and go back and enjoy what you've done. And that's been a hard thing for me because I'm always like on to the next.
Yeah, I hear that a lot too. I hear that a lot. I think that we do run a risk of missing details. It's okay to even go back and edit because you're learning something new the next time you see something that you've already completed even. But it's absolutely important to pause. It's important to reflect. And I hope that you get a chance to do more of that and come back and let me know how that works for you.
I definitely will. So those are my questions. Wow, that was inquisitive.
It was, bro. I was like, he coming for my job. He coming for my job. Hey, brother, we're not doing poetry as of right now. We're going to go ahead and get into Janice with the interview. But we are going to go ahead and come back around to everybody. We're going to spot in with the people, though, and have them go ahead and talk to our sister and energize us just like you did, brother.
Well, that's good. That's excellent. Plus, I'm putting a beat together for this interview anyway. So, yeah, you should know me by now.
Of course. Tag me.
Definitely will. All right, I'll be listening.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to bring one other person in. And then we're going to get started with some of your work, Shanice.
Okay.
Caller 860. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
yes,
can.
Can you hear me?
I recognize this,
I was starting to feel like a stepmama.
It happens from time to time.
Well, I love what I'm hearing so far. You're doing a great job.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sweet. Mama Donna, I'm going to go ahead and keep you in here to help us out as far as the moderation of this goes, if you have time, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why you asked me that question. That's the whole purpose. I had to go in the back county. Do you still need me? Because you would treat me like a stepmom, and then you're going to ask me, do I have time? Lord, I made time, okay? I am time.
All right. I love the rosy demeanor. Take the head off, why don't you? All right, cool.
I'll give it back to you. Don't worry.
All right. I might need that. It's more than just a head wreck. All right. We had alluded to this one piece I'm about to go ahead and play right here, Shanice.
Okay.
Do you mind giving us a setup for this piece right here?
Is that the elephant in the room?
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Yeah, so that piece is inspired by a piece of music that I stumbled on. It was a reel that was just a few seconds. And saying earlier, I can catch just a few seconds of the song and know that's going to inspire peace, right? So I listened to the piece, I listened to the full piece, and there were a few things that I noticed. The first part was that there were these sounds of dissonance, and that's something that I love to hear from music, right? So visually, what it evoked in me was fingers dancing across the keys, but slipping and hitting the quote-unquote wrong key by mistake. And that represents missteps and flaws, but they're also beautiful. And in this instance, it's intentional. It's part of the composition. The other thing that I paid attention to was there was a lightness at the beginning. It moved to this heavier feeling that was actually a little bit overwhelming. And then the two pieces you hear separately, and eventually they blend, and they blend well. So for me, I heard a conversation, and that's what inspired the title and what I wrote about, The Elephant in the Room.
Wow. You know what? I had heard that for years in cartoons, that one tune would be like, boom, and it'd be something that's slightly off from what's going on there.
Okay.
And then a lot of times it'd be illustrated by the cartoon be on the piano, then his pinky would reach way down the way and then tap that one key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever understand that until we had that den with you and you had broke that down and explained that to me. I was becoming smarter and smarter as the conversation was going on. With that being said, and the setup that you have for this, do you mind if I go ahead and play this now?
Yeah, please do. I love that. That's a current favorite right now. Thank you.
Sweet. With that being said, Shanice, the mic is yours.
I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys, and as closed off as I may seem, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my misstep, sounding like an occasional B-flat, and I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow will resist. I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen, and the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart pacing, but this is just different. This is different. I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys in whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance, nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Shani.
Have to get out of the room. Tell her.
Thank you. I am still
myself. I am too. And I heard some new disco around.
Yeah.
This almost seemed like it was in the cathedral or something. And it was a lot of things that were moving around, and I can see you in the front, and all this stuff is going around in the background, and you almost like the thought and the process of what's going on back there. This next level right here. This is actually an appeal to the conscious and the subconscious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely the intent. Like that when I first heard that piece, I was like, no, this. I feel so much with this, I have to get it onto the page, and I have to marry the two. Like, that was so, so important. Oh, look, and the title of it, Emotional Intelligence, the title alone, like, I fell in love with. The title of the musical piece is Emotional
Intelligence.
Right. Like, and the music. So definitely check out his work on YouTube is where I was listening to some of his work. He's an amazing young composer.
I would never have picked that for you. If they said, like, hey, listen to these tracks, pick out something for Janice, I'd be like, this one never. But you tackled it. It had a lot of highs in it. It was going nuts. It was going nuts. It was frenetic. It was doing a whole lot of different things.
Yeah. Those are exciting pieces to work with, for sure.
Sweet. Mama Donna, what you think of that?
I was like in a trance because I'm listening to the music. I'm listening to the tonality of your voice. I'm listening to your words. They just seem to marry so well. You know, it's kind of like the chicken or the egg. What came first, the chicken or the egg? You found the music, but you found that piece that just seemed to marry it so well. And I think that's a unique talent in itself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I really do. I'm sitting here in awe. Because I'm glad he didn't ask me right off, because I had to sit in it too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Those are the pieces that I'm so compelled. Like, I have to do something for this. That's one of those pieces of music that I felt so deeply. I wasn't going to be settled until I had something to kind of just marry the two.
Well, I admire that because I'm not musical. I don't listen to music. I listen to everybody talk about this artist, that artist, and all that other stuff. When you're doing the kind of work that I do, you really don't have the time to listen to music and just settle down like that. So I really appreciate the fact of how you put your pieces together, put it to music, to hear a tune or a note or something and automatically go to, oh, I can write something to this or I have something for this. And I, like I said, I think that's a great skill to have.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring in. Oh, go ahead, Janice. I'm sorry about that.
Real quick, I was going to share that while we were prepping for this week, I was just doing a little bit of reflecting, and we were talking a little bit about having a musical background and what I grew up around. And I have creative parents. My mom's an artist. My dad's a musician. And so I've always listened to that type of music. Even before I started school, I would choose like these Mozart compositions to listen to. And I recognized back then the emotional connection that I had to them. I just didn't have the words to describe it yet. So when I choose pieces like this, I'm tapping into what's always been there that I haven't really always had the words for.
Wow. You know, with your parents being like that? Oh, yeah. I can go ahead and say genius. I was saying that when I really first started listening and sitting down, you had four tracks that you had sent to me. And I had just started listening to them on loop. And I was able to go ahead and hear a lot of stuff going on in there each time I listened to it. The replay value on it is sick. And then, like, this piece right here, the contrast is so dope. You know, you're very quiet, and you have a little bit of smoke to your voice, and you're doing this piece, and you're kind of, like, in the mind of the situation that's going on there. And then the guy on the piano is just going nuts. He's going crazy. It's like the building's on fire.
That's what you bring that up a lot. Like, I love contrast. I get so excited that motivates, that inspires me. Contrast is like, that's my pocket right there. I love that you picked up on that.
I'm about to see if this other person had picked up on this. All right. Hey, person, did you pick up on this?
I'm trying to. I'm sorry. Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, sis, how you doing?
Janice, my diva. Hey, just Jay. Hey, Gina. Sorry.
Hey.
I'm Donna. This is sorry, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, man. I had a pretty good day today, so I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place. But man, I got to say congratulations to you, Diva. I'm stoked. I couldn't get home fast. No, I was like, I got to call in. I got to get from around here.
You got me sounding so hard right now. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I was excited for you, too. One thing y'all will find about me, I am your biggest cheerleader. I don't care what you're doing. If it's you're trying to do something and you got something new that came about, I am behind the line. I'm trying to tell you, sis, boom, bah, rah, 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 all that good stuff. If I have my palms, I'll be shaking them. I'm trying to tell you. I love this. I love this. Yes, yes, yes. I don't know what I want to ask you. Do you remember your very first poem you wrote?
So, yes, the first piece that I called a poem, I was 16 when I wrote that, and that absolutely came from a place of pain, and it was release. I share that in my book, too. So I steer clear of like one-on-one conversations because I don't want to bring anybody down, but I do include it in a book. But it definitely came from a place of pain, and so many of us write for therapy, you know? So that was how my writing started. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yes. I agree with you. My very first piece, do you remember how old you were when you wrote that first piece?
No, I was 16. Maybe I had just out of school, so still a young person. Now, to be honest, again, that's the first piece that I recognized as a poem at 16. I know that I was writing before then, but I think I was told stories when I was younger. And it was the first thing that I wrote as as a poem that I can think of. My memory is not the best. My memory is so bad. Sometimes. Yeah, 16.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. I'm going to send the back channel it to you.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I asked that because, you know what, I wonder that about people. I still remember my very first piece, and it was intentional for me to make it a poem. But I was so young, it came out. It was words that were rhyming that only made sense to me back then. And yes, it was coming from a place of pain. So that's why I asked the question. Well, you're the first person I actually asked that. I just always had that question in my head. So thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, man, you already know, man. I could give you bouquets and bouquets of roses, but you already know I'm a fan, man. Oh, I'm shook. You already know. And I'm just so happy for you on here. I'm a little surprised you on here, but I'm happy for you. I know. Because I know you would rather remain behind the scenes, you know. As amazing as you are, I know that that's your comfort zone. But you got to come out sometime, girl, and I'm glad Judge Jay and Gina got you to come out.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
So much
love. This is so awesome. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. A breeze just came in here, and it's just so lovely.
Yeah.
Ooh, this humidity is disrespectful. It sucks. Man. But that's pretty much it. Man, I'm sticking around. I got a kind of a new piece that I want to spit and share with you. And I'm just waiting. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to listen to the rest of the interview. Congratulations.
We're
going
to give it time to sit with the lady. Oh, by the way, I didn't put this out loud enough, but we've been trying to, like, do Janice pieces. But if you guys don't have a Janice piece, bring what you have. But if y'all have some Janice pieces, bring them on in.
I
should have put
that.
It on the doggone Facebook. That's what I should have did, then Instagram after that.
Oh, I totally forgot. You know what? I don't even know if I promoted this particular show. I usually do. And I should have remembered to put up there, bring, you know, a piece from Johnny's collection. But I catch the next go round. This ain't the only interview she gonna have, so you know.
Exactly. I like that attitude right there.
Yes, 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 yes. And you always gonna be Epiphany. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't care how far you travel. Shit. Always don't be. I am having a serious hot flash here. Oh.
All right, sis.
Yeah.
Let's catch up with you in a minute.
Here.
We're going to be doing the poetry shortly.
One and one.
Our sister sounds like she's about to fly away. All right, Janice. Gina, are you around? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the For Real Entertainment Network, Epiphany Radio. My name is Jared King. I'm in here with Mama Donna, and the lady of the hour is Janice. We're here because of our sponsor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Janice, how are you doing? Are you holding up well through this process?
Yes, this is my just inbox. She likes surprisingly. I'm so good.
You're around your friends and loved ones. They pouring into you now. They're keeping you going.
Exactly.
They're going to keep you going.
Exactly, that's what it is.
Sweet. Now we about to go live.
Happen.
What's that?
Say again.
I had said I knew that was going to happen. You would get relaxed and you wouldn't even think about the time or any of that stuff. So you're doing great.
Right.
You are, yeah, you're so right. Thank you.
We about to go live now. Johnny's, we got to have it now. We got to have it now. This piece that you want to do for us, do you want to do a preheat on it and give us a little bit of background on it, or you just want to go into it?
So, honestly, part of what I'm sharing is the background. It's an excerpt from my book, Defiance. And one of the things that I did in the book is for each piece, I have author's notes. So I go ahead and share the behind the scenes and the process for the piece.
I'm loving that. You also do this thing where you just have it set up. I'll go into that later. All right. With that being said, Janice, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is Fermata. You eat like hesitance, and a pause that builds before collapsing into more silence. As my fingers trace your lines that steadily fade. Thus I rest on a page that won't turn. Your hold was like resistance, staccato breaths pressed against my thighs. Though my hand hovered near your heart, it won't yearn. And I swear I forgot to breathe when I thought you touched me. Herein, though, there was promise, desire tumbling into a swell. There's assurance and there's hope within a pause. In your silence, I hear me, my measured breath, slowed exhalation, and therein, I swear I'm lifted regardless. Author's notes. Fermata was written May the 11th, 2015. I'm often drawn to contrast, and in this instance, I developed the habit of listening to light classical music to counter loud, chaotic days. The two basically counsel each other for me, and I'm unaware of either sound as I'm focused on my work. But one song always made itself heard, and I would stop everything I was doing every time it was played. The song was Cristofori's Dream by David Lance. I realized that I wasn't just listening. I also deeply felt the song's elongated pauses, and I found myself holding my breath for the duration of each one. In general, my breathing changed, and I would feel embarrassingly emotional. I had to see what these pauses looked like, so I searched for the sheet music. On paper, the pause was notated by the musical symbol fermata. A fermata is a symbol of musical notation indicating that the note should be prolonged beyond the normal duration its note value would indicate. Exactly how much long is held up to the discretion of the performer or conductor, but twice as long is common. Instead of having a lingering response to a word, I was enthralled by the spaces created in response to this musical symbol. I needed to write to explore how those moments affected me. But I didn't write about just music. When I started writing about how it feels within a prolonged pause, I realized that I drew a connection between how these musical pauses made me feel breathless and how I responded to someone. There was this, I want you, but not really, push and pull that drained me. I learned that I had to listen to myself, and I believed that letting go would allow me to breathe in peace.
That's incredible. Have you been learning to breathe?
It is a process. I get to the point where I feel like I'm good, and then I need to start a new lesson, if that makes sense. But it's an ongoing process. Yeah.
Wow. the breathing thing for me has been similar to you. And that's one of the things that I have found that we had in common as far as all of this goes. It's almost like an oxymoron that you hear. What's your drive to keep you here? When this is something that really, it demands on you to promote yourself. It demands for you to, to keep bettering yourself in front of others. Why in the hell are you doing this?
So, I had something in mind. Give me 1 second. It's definitely an oxymoron because I feel like it goes against that comfortable pocket that I can sit in. But I think it ties into when I realized that there's a connection to be had when you share your writing. And so you can't make that connection unless you share. And the connection part is more important to me, staying in that pocket.
How do you recharge after making that connection and being within that connection for a certain amount of time? How does Janice go ahead and like, all right, centering?
There, I'm very intentional about centering. I recognize the difference when I don't. So there's a few things that I do when I get home. I literally take my shoes off and I walk through the grass. I don't walk into the house with my shoes. I hold them in my hand, but I spend some time walking barefoot in the grass, regardless of the weather. So I do that. I listen to this track that I want to share that I'll probably post it on my page later, but if you do a YouTube search, you can search under, I think, Tantric Drumming. It's this really, really slow drumming, and it's chimes, but it's soothing, it's calming. It's about an hour long. I'll play that in the background at work, or if I need more connection to it, I'll put earbuds in so that I can hear the vibrations better. And if I'm by myself,
right,
I place the phone in my chest. I place the phone right on my chest so I can feel those vibrations. And everything has frequency. Items have frequencies. Essential oils have frequencies. So I diffuse frankincense, and I wear frankincense. That's one of the oils that has one of the highest frequencies. I do all of those things intentionally, and usually the effect is instant. I'm good. I'm centered, and I get to release whatever pent-up energy and emotion I have. It's naturally passing through me instead of me holding on to it.
Wow, that's huge. Mama Donna.
Yes. I love listening to your process. Mm-hmm. And I love how you take that time to refuel. But I don't think enough people do that. You know, they go headlong into things and they don't analyze what they need. And even though you've gone through some things, you've learned to, okay, say, I need this for myself. And you have such a deep connection to music that it feels like music is so much a part of you that you can feel it oozing through your pores.
Yeah. I've honestly,
you know, and,
I had honestly forgotten that.
What did you say?
I had honestly forgotten that I had such a connection, and then it'll come and go, and when I write, it reminds me of it. So more recently, it's definitely been something that I'm connecting to.
Yeah, you know, I just, music, for me, music, it brings up different feelings, because my mother's husband, he loved music. He had over 300 jazz albums. But the problem with him, when he would get drunk, he would play it in the middle of the night and wake us up. So my relationship with music is not as strong a connection that you have. Appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that you can hear something and your poetry will come to mind and you'll put it to words. And the words will be what somebody's probably thinking, but they couldn't express it.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that through music and you did that through your words. And the more I listen to you, the more I'm in awe of you.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
You know, I'm in awe of you because you know what? you're an introvert, and here you are, you're doing this. Vibrations can get a little wicky-wacky with introverts, I know, because, hey, a little bit too much attention on nothing. I'm ready to fly. Okay, it's time. Let's go. Get off of me. Go somewhere else. Leave me alone.
Yes.
And you're doing so well with this here. But you know what? I think it's because you came into the den, and then your music and the pieces that you chose is centering you, and you're able to do this. And I think people that have known you for a while is seeing a new side of you, and that's what I love about this interview.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's what I think.
How you holding up, sis?
I am good. I don't know if we need to do a station identifier yet, but we're at the top of the hour, I think.
Oh, yeah, I need to do a few things. Appreciate the heads up. First of all, if anybody wants to be up here on the stage and to holler at our sister, press 1 to go ahead and get into the queue. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Our sponsor is Raw Links. Get yourself some Raw Links. Don't be average when you can be raw. All right. Stanice, I want to play another track of yours, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you have an idea what I might be about to play?
Is it You and I?
Yeah, you ready for You and I?
I'm ready for You and I. I think so.
All right. I've been having so much fun listening to these. I've been missing out, but I felt so good about it. I felt like I had to catch everybody up and get them up to speed, too. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, Janice, essentially Janice, with You and I.
You're the reason I love second tenors. Those with voices as warm as honey. When speaking or singing, I'd watch you on stage, imagining it was the same as when you crooned on street corners in Baltimore. I'd listen to the audience approval and nod like, yeah, that's my dad. I had a playlist of favorites like Wildflower and Firefly, and I realized eventually that the lyrics hit me differently. Part of the performance was to know in advance where your family was seated and gesture in that direction when it made sense to. I felt the weight of hearing you sing. I found strength in you. Knowing that it's her strength that irritated you the most. In my mind, you will stay here always. Started to feel like an expectation of acquiescence. You'd belt out You and I would conquer the world. Each declaration of You and I building on the last lingered. And I realized that the applause and I grew distant.
Breathe a little bit. That's a very beautiful piece there, Janice. What is this piece about? Yes, ma'am.
It's one of those things that had been sitting with me that I was hesitant to put on paper or hesitant to speak on. But my focus on that piece and then the mentions of a couple of other songs is how I receive song lyrics. Like, for me, sometimes just because a song is a ballad, there's certain sections in the song that stand out for me that unsettle me. and I may receive it a little bit differently than how it's received more widely, I guess. And so there's a mention of wildflower. And I think I've mentioned this before, like on air. But with wildflower, that's one of the, when I was younger, I used to listen to it on repeat. And I used to do performative dance. I used to do interpretive dance, rather. And when I would dance to that song, there was this feeling of freedom. Like, that's what wildflower means to me. But then there's a lyric that says, I would pick you from the garden to be mine. And when I got to that part of the song, I would crumble, because to me, that was like taking away that freedom. That was stopping something from growing that was flourishing. And so there's this contrast for me. That's the song that my dad used to sing to me all the time. But I also felt that song in not necessarily a positive way. Like it felt like control. And so there's that contrast for me with that. It's like you want to hear your dad sing to you, but at the same time, it's like that line right there messed with me. It felt like taking away freedom.
Does that influence did things like this, you listening a little bit deeper into things, did that influence how you write today?
I think so. I just can't put my finger on any specifics right now, but I know when it comes to music, there are things I may pass on because of the lyrics. Like, I feel the lyrics before I feel the music in some instances. I think that may be why sometimes I'm drawn to instrumentals more so than something that has lyrics. I've noticed that, too. It definitely influences how I write. I look for opportunities to include, like, phrases and reflections that we may not necessarily readily express, I guess.
Your continuity is crazy, too, because your scenery moves. It's alive. It's not static. You don't just say, all right, a lamp right here for no reason, and there's no reason for that lamp to be right there because we're outside or something like that. You paint these beautiful scenes, and then within those scenes, the world building of that scene, and then your words are moving through that, and we're able to see what you're doing. As you're doing it, that's dope. That's too dope. And your delivery system, you know, when you're angry or you're expressing anger in one of your poems, you don't have to go all the way up to the top of your octave range. You can just pop an inflection on them, and we hear it, and it resounds. It's really dope. It's really dope. It's also teach poets how to be in the moment, in the pocket. I don't know how many takes this took you, but this was very much so in the pocket. The last one, you and I. What does you and I mean to you per se, as far as the entirety of it? It's almost like there's a story there.
It is, but it's a story that's kind of incomplete. I'm in transition. It touches on like the difficult relationship I have right now. Yeah.
Got you. Enough said.
I got to leave it at that. Yeah.
Got you. I have a call I want to go ahead and bring in. I don't know if he's free, and I know his time be limited. Clarence Ferguson, you still there, brother? C-Dub.
Yes.
Why, yes, I am.
Cool. What did you think of that last piece, man?
Between trying to make this beat and listening to what she's saying, I mean, it all meshed together. I probably won't use that part in it, but like I said, the interview, definitely. She knows what I'm up to. She knows what I'm up to. This is Dexter's lab up in here.
Excellent.
You're going to have plenty for the night, bro.
Oh, shoot. I've got the foundation down already. All I got to do is just wait till this show ends.
In about 15 minutes, we'll be doing the speed round also. They're going to hit a round out tonight. Well, you're not going to wear a sister out.
No, I know we ain't, you can't wear her out. She's essentially.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm about to go ahead and try that tomorrow. You know, you can be anything you want to nowadays. I'm going to be essentially. Cool. My brother, I'm about to slide you back to the couch. In about 15 minutes, we'll be going ahead and getting on to the speed round.
Okay, well, just know that I don't have the Rick James on Crow Activator. I don't have his boots on, so your couch is safe.
My man, don't leave the ring around the cup.
All
take
right.
Care, bro.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and bring this good soul up in here.
Hey, hey, can you hear me now?
All day, every day.
You know what? You know what? I have a few things to say. It's not much, but you are so poised, graceful. It's like your words. You never stumble, ever. Mm-hmm. You are so sure-footed in your poetry when you spit. It's like a soft pillow, like that favorite perfect pillow that you love to lay on. Out of all the pillows that you got on your bed, you can have 1,000 pillows on your bed, right? Me personally, I have 4. And you find that one out of all of them, and you just like, when you start to spit, just knowing that you are getting ready to do a piece, you got it. You get into that comfort zone. You be like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how it is with you. You are so poised. I'm like, how does he do that all the time? Damn. Mm.
Yeah. And watch what happens with the next one I read. All mess I watch. I appreciate
you. It's all good. I appreciate you, too. And I got to reiterate back to what you were saying. That song, Wildflower, that was a song that my husband gave me. He said, this is your song. This is your song. Because of all that I had been through and dealt with, from him getting to know me, he said, this is your song right here.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm like reading comments for the video when I looked it up on YouTube. There's so many people that feel connected to it for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I get that. I get that. I understand.
Wow. I cling to that song. I really do. That was one of the good things that came out of being married to that second man. Mm-hmm. But, man, yeah, that song, it does. It clings to me, and I cling to it. And it is a beautiful song. It's melancholy, but it's a beautiful song nonetheless. And I'm like, wow. Yo, but your poetry, man, I'm telling you, I live to hear it. I really do. I know I don't show a whole lot of excitement for it, but I do. I really do. Like, ooh, you know. And I make sure I'm in a place where it's quiet because you have to. You know, because you're so soft-spoken, naturally you just have a soft voice, you know. And honestly, even if you didn't have a soft voice, I don't think you would raise your octave, you know, anyway, because your energy, your personality is just low-key and even-keeled. And it's a beautiful thing about you, yeah. And Becky Jill.
Sweet.
Becky, is it still
sweet.
With us? There you go.
I'm still with you. You know what? One thing I had learned as a kid, when women are talking, you can stay a lot longer if you don't say nothing.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You don't interrupt, and they tend to, like, keep going with what they're doing without having to say, all right, that's mm-hmm. it, that's enough. Take your ass, go on, take your ass on.
Yes. You know my pain.
You know. But yes, amazing poetry. I see, I have these fits of giggles, and I'm not going to get into it tonight with you, Jack. I'm not doing it.
Come on, just one before you leave. You can do better than that. There you go. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, but you ain't right. Mute me.
No, not for a long time. Take care. Man, she has all that energy. Zanice, I heard something. And this thing that you were doing with the reading of the book, and we got to get around to the book, too, because there's no sense in nobody sleeping on the book.
Okay.
I think it was genius for you to go into the piece and then to go into the notes. A lot of people would have mm-hmm. left that alone. Your transition... Mm-hmm. You know, your voice let you get away with murder, though.
I'm not playing with that. Trust me, I play with that.
Yeah. How has it been growing up with a very soft voice and being heard in a room full of roaring people?
It was definitely
that can be literal or.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So yeah, that could be literal or however you want to take it.
Okay. Wait, say that last part again. You said in a room full of what?
In a room full of roaring people.
Ah, okay.
Everywhere we go, people are loud.
Yeah. Definitely a challenge as a child, because the way I sound now, just imagine a little person's voice. Like, I definitely was a – there were names attached to how I sounded – as far as mouthy and things that felt negative, which when I took it in, to me that meant, okay, say less. And then later I learned you do the opposite of that feeling. When someone wants you to say less, you say more. I settled in pocket of quiet in a way, though, because it allowed me to observe. And then, like, as I got older, or even then, so the other thing that used to happen when I was younger is I was told, you need to speak up. And I still bristle a little bit when I hear that, because I don't think it's a matter of not being heard, but there's a difference between hearing and listening. And I recognize that sometimes we're not prepared to listen. We hear so much going on around us, and sometimes it's too much to hear and then also listen. So I don't think that I'm not necessarily heard. I think that sometimes who I'm talking to is not prepared to listen yet. And I have to be tactful when I present that, because I don't want it to be abrasive, but that's what I recognize. And so what I typically do is I'll pause and I'll repeat myself. I don't raise my voice. I just say the exact same thing again in the same tone of volume. And if you respond, it wasn't about not hearing me. You just weren't prepared to listen yet.
Wow. You really have been working on your inner self then, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
The refinement is a beautiful thing. But the travel, I know it had to be a bumpy road, but this finished product that we see in front of us, this is beautiful. Go ahead, Mama.
I got to get to the mic. Yeah, because, you know, that last piece when you spit it, it was soft-spoken. But I think that's what's unique about you. With it being soft-spoken, you draw people in. They perk up. They mm-hmm. have to listen closely because they want to catch every word that you're saying. Because what you're imparting is knowledge. Even with that part, I tend to sound harsh. I'm kind of an introvert, and I tend to sound harsh because sometimes everything around me is just so loud, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't suffer fools lightly. So sometimes if you ask me a question that's dumb, I'm just going to look at you all crazy, and I just want to get away because you're just irritating my mind and my soul right now. And mm-hmm. that's something I struggle with even to this day. And I appreciate mm-hmm. what you said about that, because until you said it, I never really realized that's part of that introvert. That's part of that, you know, those waves yeah. coming at you, and you just don't know how to handle it. And you just come off like, yeah. ooh, like you're ready to bite somebody's head off. And they ain't did nothing to you. Mm-hmm. They're just being loud and yeah. abrasive. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Huh?
I was saying sometimes they don't mean any harm. How they're releasing their energy.
No,
I just
they just be annoying. Ooh, just annoying for no reason. Yes, I appreciate that.
Oh,
we're bonding here, Jared. We're bonding.
I see. I tried to sneak my hand in there too and get a little.
I noticed. That's why I had to explain it to you. We're bonding.
Oh, okay.
Bonding.
I didn't
we're
know what
bonding.
That was.
Okay. I know you're not used to it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know me. Oh,
all
man.
Right.
Now,
I'll
see, you showing
really,
some of your extrovert tendencies while you're at it. So next time somebody cut you off, keep the finger uncocked. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know that. I'm real quick to tell people I taught myself to be an extrovert because I work in a mm-hmm. human service field. You have to talk to people. It's not like I like talking mm-hmm. to people. I have to talk to people. Hey.
COVID was good for me when COVID came about.
Home.
I was like, ooh, you can't come by here? And I ain't expected to go by there? Ooh, let's go.
No. You know, Johnny said the first thing she do is take her shoes off and walk in the grass. See, the first thing I do when I get in the house is shoes come off, clothes come off.
Right.
I got to throw all of that off of me.
Yeah, you feel
right.
it. Yes.
Huh? You know,
I have
to take all that outside off of me and get in my environment mm-hmm. to get comfortable.
Yes.
Sweet. All right, we're about to go ahead and get the maelstrom in here. The wind from out of the east, the Midwest to be more exact. Joliet to be dropping that bomb. Where's she at? Gina, how you doing?
Hold on. Give me one second. I gotta relocate real quick. Okay, so. I'm going to sit on the staircase leading up to the upstairs because there's not a corner of this house that is quiet any longer. There are people everywhere. I did not know how deep we were until Riley announced she was getting married and leaving the state. So I'm happy to be here. But
yeah,
what
we've been
I
honored.
Need to
this,
be
yeah,
here
hit
for, look, and this is how beautiful this is because I feel like the poetry, the music, like you were saying about the softness of her voice, but the power of her words has all affected me in a wonderful way. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Jess J. and Gina show. We have the honor and privilege of interviewing Johnny's this evening because she's not just essentially Johnny's. She's essential for this evening being a success for us. She is a beautiful human being and an amazing writer, poet, and hopefully now and from now on, someone that you would think of when you think of beauty and grace, of someone who doesn't put themselves first and hates to be in the spotlight, yet was gracious enough to have be here with us. You had a choice of where you could be this evening, and we are so happy that you decided to be here to pick me with us. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. And press 1 so that you can get in queue, have a conversation with our interviewee of the evening, as well as share your poetry with Justine.
appreciate you, partner. Gina Stone, the best in the business, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, partner. I'll be back.
Got you. We appreciate you stopping in with us. We I understand how big that thing is over there. So I appreciate you stepping out on the fam like that and the rest of that. Janice, this has been a very, very, very enlightening interview. We've done quite a few interviews with people of certain calibers. And, ma'am, you are right there. You are right there. I knew that this was the right move from jump. And I really think it's time for people to know who you are. You got to tell us a little bit about this book, though, because people need to get their hands on this book. Out of all the stuff that we buy during the week, everybody, all the stuff that we buy during the week, the price of this book is not going to kill that any. It's just the effort to go ahead and support another poet. She has music out there. She has poetry on tracks. Go out there and check the sister out. We're going to need that information too, sis, before we move on past this segment to go into the speed round. Janice, can you go ahead and tell us what you have and how we can go ahead and get what you have?
Okay. So on my Facebook artist page, essentially Janice, I have the links for everything that's available, my book, the tracks. Defiance was, that's something that I've wanted to do for years. The book that I'm working on is a combination of a sketch story, poetry, and prose. Defiance is the first in that series, and Defiance includes author's notes for all of the pieces that I've included. The preface kind of explains where the book comes from, including the title. So with Defiance, there was a period in my life where my writing was an issue. It was an issue that I wanted to talk about the process and share, like how we're sharing tonight. That was not okay with who was in my life. And I was basically told, just say thank you if someone comments on my work. And for me, that hindered my writing. It was part of the process to also talk about it. So the title Defiance is, these are my pieces, and this is the process. This is the behind the scenes. Please tell me what you think. But again, all of the links for everything that I have available is on my Facebook page, Essentially Janice. My Instagram page has the link for just my book, not for all of the tracks. Also, for the best way to get those links that takes you directly to the website and listen to samples is to go to my Facebook page. I also have a YouTube channel where I share kind of conversational style behind the scenes for pieces, more recent pieces. That's where you also may see some visual poems that I've done too. And it's kind of the same concept. I have pieces along with the behind the scenes presented in visual format. And then I also have little pieces called Essential Thoughts, where it's just conversational style, what I've learned through writing and creating. But all of those things are available, and the links to everything is on my Facebook page.
One more time, how do we spell your name?
Zsanece. Essentially Janice.
Hey, everybody heard it there. If you want something good, good quality, the way that we've been speaking to Janice all night, this is how she always is. She speaks loudly through her work. If you want to go and find something that's good and not something that's just going to be something you won't have and not ever listen to, she has high replay value. She has very high replay value. These same tracks that are played in here and the same poems that she just did, if we were to do them again, you would find new stuff in there, I promise you, because I have still been finding new stuff from the pieces that she sent me to go ahead in the production of this show that we're doing here tonight. Janice, you have made it to the finish line, ma'am. We are going to need one more poem out of you. We're going to go into the speed round. This was remarkable.
Thank you.
How is it feeling to you?
I am surprisingly super comfortable. How did you do that? Nothing like what I expected.
No,
I thought I was nervous. Like I'm so surprised. But this has been an amazing experience. I hope that the conversations continue in the back channel. My message, my DMs are open. Please, you know, reach out, share with me, collab with me. That's my happy place. But I'm hoping this continues and the conversations continue beyond tonight.
I was really taken aback by the conversation that you and Fabi had started having in the den. When y'all two had started talking, I just sat back and I was like, whoa, they got their own language going.
Johnny, you know what? It's the power of the den. It's the power of the den. Power of realizing. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when people say interview, they're thinking we're getting ready to go deep dive, go all into their history and all into this. And it's not nothing like that. And I think once you got in the den and you saw how easy the conversation was, it was easier for you to relax and just go with the flow. Yeah. You know, we're not one of them investigative reporters, okay, trying to delve all into your life and find every bad situation that ever happened to you and spread it all across the internet. No, we're just trying to have a conversation and for people to get to know you and your natural environment, not one where you're sitting there trying to protect you from what you think might be a bad situation.
Exactly, exactly. I love the process.
And that's what we did, too. Oh, yeah, we built this show around you, lady. We built this show around you. Whatever you need. You need what? Oh, don't worry about that. It's going to be there. Like, pretty good. It's going to be in there. But it was our top priority to make sure that you felt comfortable. And then to hear you say that right there is payment in full. Thank you very much for that, Janice. But, yeah, we better go ahead and get to the speed round now. I'm about to bring everybody who has their hand up. So if nobody has their hand up, right now is the time to get your hand up because once the speed round gets established, nobody else will be able to come in.
Hey.
All right.
I have to rudely interrupt this program. Yes.
Brother, what's going on with you?
What it do, y'all? Sorry to rudely interrupt the program, y'all, but you couldn't go into that next segment without me saying a few words to this beautiful young lady.
I ain't even see your hand up, bruh.
You must be out your mind.
I'm right, all right.
Hey, Mama Donna, Gina. Hello, everyone.
Hey, for real. Come on in there and tell us.
Hey, big bro.
Tell us.
Okay. Thank you, Mama, for bringing me in. I love you. Janice, who I call Zsa Zsa. I love this woman right here. She is so this special, spiritual to me. I've seen her grow immensely, you know, through the short period of time that we've known each other. I'm in awe of her talents. I wanted to ask you, because you do many things. Mm-hmm. There's many things you have your hands on. You know, you do graphic arts. You're a writer. You're a spitter as well. I wanted to ask you, what's your first love out of all those many things that you do?
I am starting to recognize that the graphic part, the visual poetry, where I'm able to merge everything, is becoming what I love the most, honestly. Like, I get so excited I can barely sit still. My coworker usually kind of, like, peeks at me. She can tell what I'm doing when I'm sneaking and editing. But I love creating the visual poetry part of this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One other question I would ask you is that, because I've known you for quite some time now. CJ, I would have to... When she called into a show, I would have to provoke her to get on the mic. Let me ask you. Now, because I see you, and you sound very comfortable tonight. You said that shyness that you was once in possession of doesn't seem to be there. Do you still feel that same way? You know what I'm talking about. From the beginning when I was messing with you, saying that you was hiding and things. Do you still have that feeling and are able to just go past it? How is that working with you?
So Jay and Mama Donna touched on kind of the reason why I'm surprisingly comfortable even to myself. Their process is everything. Like we have those conversations ahead of time, and unknowingly they tapped into how I used to interact in the poetry community that I was in first. We had so many conversations behind the scenes before we worked on a project together. So that's honestly what helped me be very comfortable. Without that, my tolerance level is different. I'm kind of getting used to the differences in personalities. I may tap out earlier, depending on how the whole atmosphere is. I may feel overwhelmed, and I may step into my default of being quiet. So it varies. It depends on the atmosphere, to be honest. But I do recognize the growth, and I'm happy about that, how I was going to continue to progress.
I'm happy as well. I'm happy as well. Hey, once again, sorry for the interruption. And that ends the portion of me asking you any questions. Just know that I love you and that congratulations for being featured over there. They made me cry when they featured me. I did. You did better than me. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to turn
you
right back over.
You're the one who brought it up for real. You're the one who brought it up.
They're trying to get me again. I'm going to turn this mic back over to Jay.
On your own network.
Much love, y'all. Much love.
I appreciate you, brother. Are you going to spit a piece with us, though, man?
Yeah, I spit a piece with y'all.
All right. We got one holdout. Nope, everybody's hand is up. Hey, C-Dub, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying the show and the interaction and everything.
Man, that's huge right there, brother. Danielle, are you spitting tonight?
Absolutely.
Gina of the Storm, are you spitting tonight?
I am going to relocate, and I will, in fact, spit.
All right. Mama Donna, are you spitting tonight?
I will be spitting tonight.
All right, for real. We already found out from you, you spitting. Oh, no. Edwina just took off. I hope she can get back in here. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to close everybody, mic. And then as the your turn comes up, have your piece ready. Spit your piece. And we're going to go ahead and wrap this up for our sister. Janice, this has been a pure honor. This has been a pure pleasure to go ahead and do this. We're going to be out here promoting you as well. We're going to be promoting you, trying to get you out here, lady, because people need to hear what you actually got going on. You didn't stockpile a whole bunch of work. It's time to let them birds fly. Time to let them birds fly.
Thank you. The space has been amazing.
All right, Janice, you know you're going last. I'm about to close down everybody's mic. Danielle will be going. Janice will be going last. Shutting down there. Janice, I'm leaving you open because you know that you'll be going last. Let's open up the first one.
You got me first, Jay? All right. What is the attitude exactly? I heard there's the attitude of gratitude. Unfortunately, that attitude doesn't apply to black women. I really want to know, what is the attitude? Do you know? Why do we assign it a negative connotation directed towards black women? Black women have bad attitudes. They can be so disrespectful. Don't we all have attitudes? So why is a black woman's attitude amplified? Why must we temper our response to your disrespect of us? Why are black women so angry, rolling their neck with their hands on their hips, the eyes shooting fire of discontent, supposedly disrespecting the male ego? What's funny, how does my movements affect who you are? Our attitudes are born of deep frustration. Society always trying to temper who we are to make others comfortable. We are blamed for everything. Single mother, it's your fault. Transferring your female energy to your sons, what? I'm just trying to figure it out. When is the man going to be held responsible for abandoning their progeny? You should have chose better is what men tell women, neglecting the fact that he is part of the equation. He made a choice as well. Black women carry a lot on their shoulders. I wonder what your attitude would be if all you heard is negativity. Black woman, you are too masculine. Black woman, you are too damn independent. Black woman, you are not feminine. Black woman, shut the fuck up. Black woman, submit to your black king. Black woman, stop with your attitudes. Black woman, swallow your pride. Black women are tired. Tired of the constant disrespect. Now I'm going to make this personal. If you feel disrespected due to my mere existence, that sounds like a you problem to me. I will wear my attitude with pride. I earned the right to say, now you can go fuck all the way off. And that's the wisdom of my mind.
It's a lion. The lions are coming, dressed in lion's clothing, a mane stuck to his face, senses keen on weakness, a growl that shakes the faint hearts, born with sharp fangs for teeth, surviving on the shredding of flesh, salivating over his neck's catch, signs of black flesh slick with sweat, make for good night games, gives off the illusion of chasing stars, that a lion's loosed, dressed in blue, claims it is his duty, so this ain't abuse, this brutality is the natural order for an unorderly world. Kick up your dust and get on with it. This is the mentality of a lion. I'm certain of it. Lion said, don't tell nobody or I kill you. A mental hobbling by a strong hand ghost. Phantasmos got her nose open, but he's still a lion. Lion said, if you give me one sec, I could kiss the chains from around your neck, placing it around your finger, but he's still a lion and you're still in danger. Mama said, that good lion, he gonna make you safe as long as you're good and you know your place. A lion is needed to guard the gates, but mama, that's a lion. He is lying through and through because while you claim to be protecting me from them, no one was protecting me from you. We cannot see a smile in every flashing tooth. He's still a lion. He's lying to you. There is a lion. The lions are coming, toll spread and dead dandelion, prowlers, growlers, jungle howlers, driven by the scent, but the prey is they who they said need to repent. Got me wondering whose decision is it? Is the God of the land the same as the God of the slaughterer's hand? How could we share the same beliefs? That lion thinks I'm food to eat. We need prey, and prey need pummeling. There is a lion. The lions are coming. Mama, he lying. That lion right there, brave and sure of himself, melding amid the beauty of the world, throwing prisms with facets that tell stories of white picket fences in a time when his actions didn't go against my good common sense. But he got his hand all in my light. He claims to hold the stars at night and claims he'll part the mountains and bring me the sea. But something tells me he's lying to me.
Excuse me. Let me introduce myself. My name is Samson, and these are the last words before I get smashed underneath this mansion. I was mostly known as the strongest man in the land before I went to the strip club and met a girl who gave me a lap dance in Atlanta. She looked like Janet Jackson, but her name was Delilah. She took me to the champagne room and hypnotized me with her vagina. That monologue enticed me to want to enter inside her. She knew what I craved for because she was famous. For a good time, call written in the stalls in indelible black ink was her name and number, which I considered baffling. We went to my mansion for some Hennessy and Alizé, T-bone steak and bunches of grape all in her plans to castrate my God-given strength. Her sexual juices enveloped my person. She asked me where I got it from. This was getting disturbing. She tried to wear me down like I was Laura Winslow and she was Urkel. I was getting more whipped than Kunta Kinte, the original version. She worked it so good I should have been embarrassed. As I told her in the bed, my strength was gone with a haircut. She made a call to her connects. Her junior mafia had me clipped. Then they ripped my eyes out the sockets. I said, ain't this about a blip? Caught in this fatal attraction, tripped by this silly rabbit, because she made me an addict to her beauty and assets. Damn. I might as well have made a sex tape with Kim Kardashian, knowing her train tracks have lost too much traction. Because the next thing I know, she was gone laughing and left me abandoned. Yet, I had one more lottery ticket to cash in. See, I'm a man of God, and he won't stop me from going out like a champion. So if you read this entry through the rubble, you'll find my remains. This wasn't no suicide. It was a massacre that took them all out of the frame of the game. God gave me my strength back and a lesson for the future generations to know. By using the slogan of the well-known law firm of Bell, Biv, and DeVoe, that girl is poison. And never trust a big button to smile. I became a legend and a casualty of war, out of succumbing to sex and not clinging to God. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case of being in the wrong path. On the real perspective, in a schemath to discuss. My name is Samson, just another man who got trapped by these nuts. Coming from mama's family, being a eunuch. Learn these lessons or you too, young men, will be called foolish. That's that piece.
Ew. All right. This is called Titan's Bow. I shed tears over an angel and rejoiced with the devil. I've watched as each damaging footstep by footstep of the contaminated hearts wear away at the flaps of the bridge of safety that leads to my heart. And this thing called love, they've gotten a hold of my wings and broken them and clipped them. They've even tried to rip them off, continuously give my all for love's sake. In this thing called love, they've gotten a hold of my wings and broken them and clipped them. They've even tried to rip them off. Yet I continuously give my all for love's sake. Whether I fall into it or am just caring for humanity, I've been left sitting on the edge of a learning cliff every time. They say beauty is in the eye of the one who's holding you. Well, each of them were beautiful to me. So either way it comes, I let them hold on until they realize that they were not equipped with understanding to hold my true beauty. And I will continue to greet with peace and blessings and send off with love and light. Only this time, I know I'm a sanctuary. And I lead with a soul of fire and spirit of love through an enchanted forest transforming each life I touch. But now, I just tie my bow tighter. That's that piece.
Time in my life when I felt like we needed to go back. Me taking a nap on my mat. Autumn breeze outside rustled the multicolored leaves, cooling and calming me, scanning the room to see who's like me not sleeping. Suddenly, I'm watching you take a scab, both repulsed and intrigued. I can't stop looking at you, reddish-brown hair, golden skin, freckled face with large green eyes catch me they and his mouth display a smile. Time seems to stop moving. I practically hearing the wall clock tick. He's crunching his nose up. I lower my gaze. He's warm. I assume there's a blush. He stops embarrassed now, avoiding eye contact. I turn over. An hour later, awake, remembering my elementary school crush vividly, feeling confused because it felt and seemed like yesterday, like when we were five. Indeed.
This is my day. Today is the day, my day. I will control over what I can and release that which I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I secure the victory. For every no, I plan to see. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I'm loved. Each humbling moment I am thankful, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the unborn, the sick, the incarcerated, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by the Almighty. Faithful for all, I shall prevail. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
I heard she sang a good song. I heard she had a style. And so I came to see her and listen for a while. And there she was, this young girl, a stranger to my eyes.
She strums me, delicate fingers touching me lightly, ever so lightly, lighting this fire that's inside of me, almost teasing me. Her tongue tickles as she discovers me and who I be. Essentially, killing me, softly, the passions within her aggression sparking the flames within me, so very tantalizing, the innocence in her eyes as she gave her love to me, totally, all of her she'd chosen to give to me. I let go of any hold that this world had on me and gave myself to her. She made me feel like a god, and she was like Mother Earth to me, and we were in the midst of creation. Sparks of us started off as passions erupting in volcanic eruptions, molten lava and heated streams of steam, shaping things, sprouting trees and things, moving mountains with the force of our lovemaking, blowing soft breaths upon her silken flesh, growing thicker, strengthened, consuming every involuntary moment. Each sigh of hers I heard as we caressed. Tiny, careless whispers turned into winds that gave creation to mountains and birthed the heavens. My heart's strings gently vibrating as her heart sang to me. The oceans in us both gave way to a dozen tsunamis. Strong waters crashing, sensual orgasmic comings we were reaching. Distant volcanoes began erupting, and so was the tender fibers of my every being. Of our every being. It was that pleasure principle only found in uncharted regions where boldly few men dared to go. Whether I asked or not, The sound of her moans let me know that I've found her sacred spots. She delicately strummed me acoustically like some priceless guitar thing, finding me and my spot with her kisses gently. See, she be everything to me, my everything she be killing me softly, got me inner screaming in agony as she touches me, provoking the creams within me to leap hot lava streams. Although heated, this here is soothing. It warms me. It cools her. See, she bathes within a pool of me. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers touching me lightly. Delicate fingers strumming me in hidden places that thus far have only been secret to only me. Although she hadn't asked, she knows my special spot. She can tell by my moaning, and the way that she got my soul singing. I love the way that she strums me. Delicate fingers, the way that she touches me teasingly. For real, this song that she constantly sings, it's on repeat. I love the way she strums me. Killing me softly. For real.
Breathe. In and out. Breathe. Breathing is not a luxury quickly or bountifully allotted to me when I just state thoughts in compressed periods of times into poems. Somewhere during the regurgitation, there's a squeeze, a seize, a barrel under pressure, turbulent seas. And in the heart of deep waters, my words seem to lose sustenance, becoming non-temporeal. My mind can't grasp them, so I am floating within them. Like a specter within my own passage, first I'm phasing, then drifting, out of focus, underwater, swimming. Breathe. Slowly. Centering. Balancing. So that the oxygen coming in will fuel the boiler with the check valves at the ready. So that the compulsion doesn't expand in a billion chances of potentials. And that's the complexity of exponentials. When you have an entire ocean waiting to bathe through the trickle, a small stream. At these pressures, even wind catches fire. Mental note. Take time to take in the wind when I hear the hollow howl's whistle. I inhale. Breathe. Because breathing is for the soul that's living. Feel the stress leaving, the trees swaying, the whirling wind streaming up into the nostrils, and then release. Breathe. The body needs this burning of oxygen in real time. Don't panic, it will be fine. But the war is woven into the walls in between the lines. Every spark is a grind. Every gem does not shine. I want my recitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8mm of your mind. A poem not heard but lived. A poem with living roots that reach deep into the well of thought. And you, the listener, are privy to see the desserts and the wines that leapt from the produce. If I could just weave the poem to the passage, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the tricky turns, the clever little traps cover the tracks, cast the net. Pops from out of the furrows to frighten away the magpies. You see, this is a normal day for me. The poem crafter, the measurer, the calligrapher, the slave, the master, the noble one, the bastard. Or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing. In and out. Life-giving air. I must learn to do this more efficiently. Boom.
I was drawn to the colors at this vendor's booth, but my approach was deliberate, like the way I view a single piece of artwork from a distance, letting my eyes chase its edges, recognizing the emotion that stirred in me before I moved closer. There was joy here. The artist had captured the brightness of the essence of lemon, misting the air at first slice, the coolness of poolside lounging, and the crisp, freshly scrubbed marble steps Baltimore used to have. He was a Maryland native, and he had placed his take on street art at the center of all of his pieces. It was an abstract of the word love, saturated with primary colors. I watched how he spoke to those browsing patrons were incidental friends. There was this genuine connection that invited me to move, like how I end up close enough to a painting that the edges blur, but its center reveals something new. That's when I saw her. I always feel color first. It was the warmth of orange inviting me to move closer, thick charcoal lines curving to form a silhouette, saddles gathering in the soft folds of floating fabric, outlining fuller than expected hips. She was soft and elegant. She had both arms raised because her hands were in her hair like she was adjusting straight pins to prevent her upswept locks from cascading down her back. I was transfixed with the vibrancy and rich details of all of the other pieces, but she made me pause along the edges of it all, and I thought, oh, that's me. Beautiful in her simplicity, we shift to the center of what you see. She reminds me to trace my own curves with joyous fingertips, with open palms gliding, and with love, always with love, essentially.
Oh, my goodness. This was a speed round for the records book, y'all. I'm opening up everybody mics. Let's go ahead and get our hands together analog style. The AI has not won yet. We are still flesh and blood human beings up in this show. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes,
every
yes.
piece. Every piece was
every
brilliant.
Every single yes. piece. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes. yes.
Look what you did to this room,
Janice. Awesome, awesome.
Amen.
Amazing.
How you feel? You still alive?
I am full. I am full. I'm on such a natural high. I'm unreal.
Good. It's better than being ill because it was so bad. Does anybody have anything to contribute before we go ahead and shut it down? It'll be open mic for a hot second to go ahead and pour into our sister.
Y'all need to get a rundown for the week for Epiphany.
Can you do that, Danielle?
I can try. I'm going to start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, you can catch me hosting Divas Talk, and I have a special panel of divas to join in with me. The topic is up in the air right now, but I'll make sure that I'll get back to you with it before the show. And that panel of divas includes tonight's feature, Ms. Janice Brown, a.k.a. Essentially Janice. Yes, yes, yes. Thursday night, we have the Get Down hosted by J. Rob the Wise Son and Poetic. Friday night, we have Renaissance Poetry hosted by Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. And every other Friday night, we have, I believe it's called Juke Joint, Mahogany Soul Juke Joint. And that is hosted by Still Zwina, Queen Zwina, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Edwina Simmons. Every Saturday, it was every other Saturday night, we have the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show, as you see right here tonight, that we're enjoying. Yes. Every Sunday night, we have Inspiration Factory hosted by Divine Inspiration and Alonzo. And every Monday night, we have King and Queen's Quarters hosted by A.W. Atterbury. And you can catch me up in there, too, sometimes. So y'all come on by. Oh, every Tuesday night, we got one of my hobby shows, a.k.a. Hob Rux. We call him a.k.a. Iron Man, Mr. Tuesday Night. You come on up in here. Epiphany got it on lock every night of the week. I'm going to throw that dial-in number in there for you one more time. It's 319-300. And press, and y'all press that one to join us. Back to you, Jay.
Danielle, you ain't no joke. Let me see. I was looking at like, she was like, bing. Bring the next one in. Bing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that was dope. You had a swing with it, forgot the number, and swung it back around. We ain't done yet. That was dope.
Oh, thank you.
Zwina, you still with us? Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Can you hear me?
Step up the line. Now we can.
Okay. Oh yeah, that was she. You know, she got on her feet on yelling. I was like, wow. She said, I might be able to. Boop. I see. But I'm sorry I didn't get in. I was definitely listening. It was a beautiful and an insightful interview because, you know, sometimes we can take people at their surface, the surface that they give you. And a lot of times, Janice, she's like very supportive and comfortable just being in her zone and making the magic that she creates and sharing it in her way. But to be able to see and to listen to and to get this more in-depth understanding of you and your process and just you as a person. I think it was a brilliant opportunity.
Yeah,
and Jay and Mama Donna, you guys did great asking insightful but not, you know, probing and scary questions. It was a great conversation to listen to, and it was a great chance to get to know you a little bit better. So, and congratulations for coming from, you know, behind it and just, you know, opening up your voice and giving us the chance to see that other side of you. So I'm proud of you and definitely got a lot of love for you, essentially, Janice.
That's fair.
Can I say one more thing real quick? How you going to sneak up in here with the songbird side of you? Ain't nobody know that. And just graceful on time with it, okay?
Oh, let me be chill for a bit. All right? Because I've seen you up on the camera. You on the camera, I see you turn the cameras. I don't dig that type of thing.
I think I done got you in some trouble.
All right. How you doing, big bro?
Hey. What's going on, y'all? I'm sorry about that. I forgot I was open.
Likely story.
For real,
I'll tell you that story one time, y'all. You have to get with these young kids around here. But
we heard you chastising them.
Put my foot in his ass. So,
oh Lord.
Look, let me go. That changed my flavor. Let me get back to the Janice flavor. Janice, I love you first and foremost, and I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of your many endeavors. Is that endeavors or endeavors? you know, like I said, I watched you grow. It's been, the atmosphere in here is so beautiful on this night, you know. I also want to congratulate the Gina Storm and Jess J show, along with my Madonna, for the wonderful program that y'all put on for tonight, you know. Like I said, I had my chance under the spotlight, and it was a beautiful feeling. It really touched my heart. And listening to you get the same treatment is touching as well. And you're someone that's very well deserving of that spotlight, even though you do try to run from it. But, you know, just know that we all care and appreciate you and what you do for us at Epiphany Radio, mostly what you do for me and how you touch my heart. And I just want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Yeah.
I do have to say,
we got to get the CEO up in here. Say it again, Mama.
I say that was a nice deflection off the singing. Okay, but I did understand the assignment, so that's okay.
Hey, she sang two different. Did you sing two different songs in one poem?
Janice,
you sang twice in one of those poems. All right, hey, it was sounding good. I thought that was your normal thing until they came in here and said, "Like, what are you doing singing? Put that down." I'm
running
with this.
Song, man. Sounded real damn good. You've been singing all your life. Girl, you came in here singing. That wasn't just singing. That was singing. It was all smooth and lovely, like whimsical almost. Beautiful.
Following your lead.
She was holding
hey,
out
Gina, you
all took this time.
Yeah, that's what it is for real. We got given.
It's a done deal
I'm
now.
Sorry. I was doing some grandparenting from the back seat with my grandson, who had apparently lost his entire mind.
Kids do that. They have a tendency to do that.
They will never allow me to have to
enjoy the show, lady.
Take my grandson. But they will try me. But I love them as much as I love this. This was just so awesome. You were so talented.
Yeah.
This was amazing. The poets came and they showed up and sold out for you as they should have, and that made me happy. I couldn't even apologize for the sound that was going on because ain't nobody going to call the police on the police for having a loud party that runs late. And I was like, oh, wow, my brother's an entire vibe. This whole block is full of cars. How all the parking spots going to go to us? It was outrageously wonderful as well as this show because of the poetry, the music, the conversation. I loved your bio. I have never seen someone be so thorough and concise at the same time in writing a bio. So I salute that, and I think I'm going to upgrade mine.
Thank you.
Been wonderful. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah, this was a pleasure right here. You know, and that was a part of the reason why I was so excited about it. I was excited after the den meetings that we had, just talking about how we're going to set this up. And this show was actually built around you, you know, and that's going to be kind of what we do. You know, we bring you into the den, chop it up with you, and see what you need, and go ahead and build the show around them. Appreciate Brother Pharrell for helping us in the early goings of dealing with some really big talent coming in there. Us doing that with him, it taught us quite a bit about this whole process, Shani. So we appreciate you for trusting us enough that we could even get to the point where, you know, we could show you that we were going to try to make good on everything that we said. Even though some things failed, for the most part, everything went pretty smooth with this. Appreciate you. Your energy is what did that, too. Thank you.
I'm at a loss of words. So sorry.
Good.
I can share that.
I just want to hear her sing Funny How Time Flies.
Absolutely not.
Yep. That's what I want to hear.
The mic is yours, Janice.
Yep.
Wow.
I want to hear you do the French part of it. You know, she shoom a little bit, shim and whatever that thing she was saying. Just go ahead and do it.
I don't even know what you're talking about, man. This time I actually don't know. Even if I did, I would absolutely run. I'm not even gonna lie.
All right, well, we're about to go ahead and shut it down. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, Janice, this has been a pleasure. I think you're getting to that point that you're ready to wind this down. You know, you held out for the whole 2 hours, and you didn't know you could do it, but I'm so proud of you. So thank you for indulging us in this interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the care that you guys show. I love you so much.
Yeah, that's why we shut it down. Now we would normally go into the blog talk, the whole radio, the boys are shut down, go black and everything. We've been here doing commercials the whole night. But we had told you it was going to go 2 hours, and we're trying to stick to that.
Okay.
So I'm about to go ahead and shut it down. Thank everybody for coming out here tonight. Like Danielle had so beautifully did earlier, 7 days a week, Epiphany is pumping. Come check us out. See the different flavors we have on the menu. See what we got going on down here. It's something here for everybody. 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Another thing. A shout out to our sponsor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Let's go ahead and get it. Let's get it. You can find that on all these platforms. Just put in RAWLINKS. Raw Links. Accept no imitations, please. All right. We're about to go ahead and shut her down. We appreciate everybody for coming out here. Gina, you want to say a couple of words before we get ghosts? I'll take that as a no.
I do. I was trying to wait out the garage door so that it would open and then stop making noise before I spoke. But, this has been amazing. Person that Sunny says, it's such a pleasure to have people to interview like her. And she's beautiful inside and out, gracious and humble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always lovely, too. Thank you, Mama Donna, for helping so much in my limited availability. Thank you so much, partner, because had a choice, I'd still pick to do this with you because you are very good at what you do. And this was an amazing show, and I'm very proud of what's transpired tonight. So, thank you guys so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Send my love to the family.
One love, one mic.
All right. That'll be it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 83 and a half, 7.